Hey, this is Daryl from the Money Smart Podcast Network with Daryl and Terry. Welcome back. Hopefully you had a good lunch or a good night's sleep or whatever you decided to do during your break. Now we return you to the second half of this podcast. Well, I'm going to try and sneak this woman over here before Terry starts obsessing about her shoes.
Hey, Daryl. Hey, Nelson. I'm Latrice.
Nelson, I believe Latrice here has a question about killer fixed expenses.
That's for sure. I keep variable expenses low because I have no choice. After paying fixed expenses like my car payment, rent, and the utilities, I have nothing left. How do I handle that?
Latrice, it may not seem like it, but you might have some ways to reduce your fixed costs.
How?
One way is to find a financial institution that offers a good deal for refinancing your car. Just pay attention to refinance fees or other costs that could eat any savings. You might even evaluate whether it would be smarter to sell your car and find a cheaper used model.
Okay, I can try that.
Another tip is, whenever you sign a contract, like cell phone or cable, make sure you understand the monthly costs and any cancellation penalties. If you've had your plan a while, you might be able to switch to a less expensive plan, or switch providers for a lower rate.
I've had the same cell phone plan for a few years, so I'll check into that.
Good. Now I'm sure you know to pay on time to avoid late fees.
Sure.
If you find yourself in an unusual situation that could delay payment, like an illness maybe, call your landlord or other biller right away. Sometimes they will be willing to eliminate a late fee.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Talk to your utility companies too.
I am sick and tired of getting hit with a huge heating bill the second the temperature goes down.
Then you should call to find out if they have a reduced rate program. You might be eligible. Or ask if they have an averaged billing program. They'll estimate your bill for the year, and you'll pay 1/12 of that every month. It doesn't save you money over the year, but it eliminates the surprise so you can manage your money better from month to month.
Thank you, Nelson.
Wow, wonderful savings advice. Terry, before she sort of got lost in her beloved Something's Afoot store, she said something about you sharing with us some important strategies for getting more income. Is that right?
Yes. I have some suggestions to share about taxes and tax credits. It can really help over the year.
I think everybody would be interested in learning about that.
One of the first things I recommend is to make sure that you're getting the right amount of taxes withheld from your paycheck. For example, getting a big tax refund means that you are having too much tax withheld. Some people think it's great to get a big tax refund, but that's money that you could have put into savings or invested to make you more money throughout the year.
You don't want to have too little withheld though, right?
Definitely not. You get hit with a big tax bill, maybe even a penalty.
That would be bad.
Then there are a number of credits that can help you reduce your bill at tax time, or even give you a refund.
Ooh, let's hear them.
If your income is below a certain amount, you might qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit. If your children are in daycare, you might qualify for the Child and Dependent Care Expenses Credit. If you or a dependent is in school, you might be able to take advantage of education credits. And you can also get credit for retirement savings. The IRS has some special programs where IRS-certified volunteers help lower-income and senior taxpayers with free tax assistance.
Free tax assistance? Free is one of my favorite words.
Well, if your audience needs help preparing their own tax returns, they might be able to get free help from IRS-certified volunteers who work out of local community centers, libraries, schools, hey, even shopping malls.
What do people need to know?
They're eligible for these services if they make $50,000 or less per year, or if they're at least 60 years old. The first program is called VITA, the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, and the second is called TCE, the Tax Counseling for the Elderly Program. You can reach VITA by calling 1-800-906-9887 and TCE at 1-888-227-7669. Information on both can be found at www.irs.gov/individuals/free-tax-return-preparation-for-u-by-volunteers.
Any other strategies our audience members can use to get more cash coming in?
Yes. A lot of people turn away free money at work.
I think I know where you're going with this. Employer retirement programs?
Employer retirement programs. That's exactly where I was going. Whether it's called a 401k or a 403b where you work, it's a program where you have money from each paycheck automatically put aside for your retirement.
We explain about employer retirement programs in another Money Smart podcast called Start Investing.
Okay, so I won't go into too much detail now. but I want to say that many employers offer a matching amount to employees who participate in these programs. For example, if Marcy...
She wore the cute ballet flats.
Yes, Terry. She'll snap out of it soon. So about Marcy.
Well, let's say Marcy saves 5% of her gross income. Remember, that's before taxes. And let's say her employer will contribute a match of 2% or 3% of her gross income. That's like free money.
Free. I love it.
So I always urge clients to contribute at least the minimum amount to qualify for a match. And the earlier in life you start saving toward goals such as retirement, the less money you'll have to save over your lifetime because of the benefits of compound growth.
Now, many people struggle with debt. We covered that in a Module 1 podcast called When There's Too Much Debt. But can you take a moment to talk about debt in relation to today's topic of finding money to save?
That's an excellent question.
Why, thank you.
Paying off debt as quickly as possible can really make a difference. When you pay down high-interest debt, like credit cards, you avoid some very expensive interest payments.
Okay.
Then the monthly payment that used to go for credit card debt, you can put that into savings instead.
That is a smart idea. You won't miss it. And you'll be paying yourself instead of a credit card company. Or a shoe store.
Right.
You know, you have some great tips. A lot of great tips, actually. But some of us are, a little challenged when it comes to keeping track of everything.
A little?
And she's back, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, record keeping doesn't have to be complicated. Some people mark a calendar with each bill and expense so they can keep track of how much is due and when. Others work up a schedule on paper, create a computer spreadsheet, or use personal financial management software. In fact, there are even free financial management websites you can use to keep track of your money.
Awesome.
Something else. People who do a lot of their banking and bill paying online often set up their accounts to get automated reminders. That can be very helpful.
If you use personal financial management apps or software, you can set that up to give you reminders too.
Right. Oh, and while we're talking about keeping track of everything, I remind people whenever I can that it's important to maintain 3 years of your tax records in a safe place. That includes all the documents and receipts that back up your tax returns.
We have one last question from a young man who's wearing very smart-looking work boots.
Thanks. So, I'm Jerome.
Welcome. How can we help?
Well, I'm hoping you can settle something. I'm lucky if I have $10 left over every week after all my expenses. My dad says I should save every extra dollar, but if I'm only saving $5 or $10 here and there, it can't be worth the hassle, can it?
Jerome, sometimes even dads are right.
No.
It's true. Small savings really do add up. If you saved just that $10 a week, over a year, you'd have $520.
And that's without factoring in any interest you could earn from a savings account or by investing it. Sorry, Jerome.
That's okay.
Now, if you were able to squeeze out another $10 a week, maybe using some of the tips I mentioned earlier, if you added that money, you'd have over $1,000 saved in a year, again without including interest. If you add to that any extra money that comes your way, maybe it's a gift or a tax refund, you might easily boost that by another $500 to $1,000.
Okay. Well, my dad might have been right. But if I could save $1,000 or more a year by adding up those dollars, that's awesome.
Well, thanks for your question.
Thank you.
Nelson, the next two podcasts in this module are all about savings accounts and investing. But can you give our audience an idea now about how interest can really boost your bottom line?
Absolutely. Now, let's say Jerome puts aside $1 every day.
Okay.
And let's say he puts that $1 a day into an investment that earns 1% a year. In 5 years, that account will have almost $1,900.
That sounds impossible.
It may sound that way, but that's exactly what will happen. And in 30 years?
Now, this is putting $1 into that 1% investment every day.
Right. $1 a day, every day, for the next 30 years. At that point, he'll have $12,696.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. So saving thousands of dollars might sound difficult, but when you put it in terms of saving $1 a day...
It sounds possible. And over time, the results are definitely impressive. So how do you tell clients to get started?
Everyone needs to set their own personal goals, whether it's saving for a home, retirement, or college expenses. At a minimum, I tell everyone to establish an emergency fund that can fully cover 2 to 6 months of essential expenses.
Wow.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot, but a medical problem, being laid off, all kinds of things can derail income, so it's really important to have that safety net.
That makes sense.
Then you have to commit to saving. Every week, every month. As we discussed earlier, paying yourself first is easiest for most people. If you use direct deposit, you can usually put part of your check directly into savings.
We mentioned direct deposit in some other podcasts. It's smart and easy, not only for paychecks though, right?
Right. You can do direct deposit for federal...
The federal benefits like Social Security and supplemental security income.
Right. Actually, everyone who receives federal benefit payments by paper check is now required by the U.S. Department of the Treasury to get their payment electronically. It's the law.
So they have to do direct deposit now?
That's right. But it doesn't take long for someone to make the switch.
Oh, that doesn't sound too bad. How does someone go about it?
They can make the change online at www.godirect.org.
Is there a phone number for people who'd rather call?
You're way ahead of me.
Every once in a while.
For people who'd rather use the phone, they can call the U.S. Treasury Electronic Payment Solution Center at 1-800-333-1795.
Okay.
Another way to do it would be to sign up at their local bank or credit union.
And would you remind us of some of the benefits of direct deposit?
Of course. Well, for one thing, your money is available sooner.
That's my favorite reason.
And getting your checks electronically means there's no paper check that could get lost or stolen. Your payments are better protected from financial crimes and from delivery disruptions caused by severe weather or other unforeseen events.
Those are all close seconds in my book. I think you were going to talk about having some of your paycheck go directly into savings?
Yes. So if you have direct deposit, you can have your employer set up automatic payroll deductions for you.
You mean taking advantage of employer retirement plans?
Right. Because the money is taken out of your paycheck before taxes are taken out.
Ooh, that's on your gross income.
Yes. Because it's taken out of your gross income, you wind up paying taxes on a smaller amount of money, which typically saves you money.
So that means double savings.
Yeah. Plus free money if your employer matches retirement contributions.
Wow, that could almost make me enthusiastic about saving. Nelson, thank you so much for joining us. From the Hanover Mall, this has been the Money Smart Podcast Network with Daryl and Terry. Terry? Terry? Okay, lesson learned. No more on-location reporting from shopping malls.